This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. A Chicago City Council committee voted to reject a $1.25 million settlement for the family of Dexter Reed, who was shot dead by police officers last year. Reed was killed during a traffic stop. Police say he fired first and wounded an officer. His family has called the initial stop unconstitutional. Members of the Finance Committee voted down the settlement even after a representative of the city's legal department told them going to court could cost taxpayers between $3 and $5 million. Cook County Health is trying to increase awareness of HIV prevention, testing, and services. A new campaign's goal is to engage people in conversations about HIV prevention, stigma, and misinformation. Public health experts say treatments like PrEP and other prevention strategies help reduce the risk of HIV transmission. Alice Cameron is the executive director of HIV services at Cook County Health.
So if we get our patients to become virally suppressed, where they will not be able to transmit the infection, then we have people living longer. We have people who have hope. If I can have an ounce of hope, then I know I can keep going.
The initiative is funded by a $100,000 grant from the Chicago Department of Public Health. The Trump administration has ordered the Department of Justice to challenge efforts by states to curb greenhouse gas emissions. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco reports that experts say that could include Illinois. President Donald Trump wants to go after state climate laws. This includes all state legislation which references climate change, environmental justice, or greenhouse gas emissions. Christine Hicks is a managing attorney at Earth Justice. She calls the move ironic.
On the one hand, the administration is pro-state rights, and then they do something like this that just absolutely tramples on the ability of states to pass policies that are well within their purview to do.
Illinois paused its own sweeping climate law in 2021. The U.S. Attorney General now has 2 months to come up with a plan to stop the enforcement of state laws. Tomorrow is National Record Store Day, and a range of Chicago record shops are celebrating. The musical occasion is marked with big names like Taylor Swift releasing an exclusive record to in-store performances from local bands. John Massey has been working at Reckless Records on Belmont Avenue on Chicago's North Side for 5 years. He says it's the shop's busiest day by a long shot.
It's like several times that of a normal Saturday, both in the amount of people in here and the amount of stuff that people are buying.
Massey says record buyers are usually lined up before he shows up for work, but
sometimes feels paradoxically a lot simpler. It's almost kind of peaceful amid all the chaos.
A full list of Record Store Day releases can be found at recordstoreday.com. Weather for the rest of this afternoon, sunny, high near 52, 44 near the lake, slightly windy. Tonight, clear and chilly, low near 36, becoming calm. Tomorrow, sunny and cool, high near 60, 52 by the lake. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.